the public safety. And in view of ARS 36-601A, and also in view of the fact that it's our obligation to comply with the governor's instruction to defer or refer these matters to the jurisdiction, public health jurisdiction, appropriate from the source of the complaint, I move that all three of these items be treated as one and that they all be referred to the appropriate health authority via Board of Examiner staff. Did I hit every point?
I think also that, if I might, the updated guidance is not to refer them to the health board, but to educate them about what the local health board is doing. And so I can do that in a letter.
Okay, so that's changed.
That has.
Okay. Then that's what my motion should be.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Okay, Dr. Knopf is seconding. Ms. Powell is turning on her microphone. There you go.
Okay.
So we have a first and a second. Is there any further discussion? Okay, hearing none, I'm going to go ahead and call for the question. Those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Are there any opposed? Okay, the four ayes have it, and these matters will be forwarded to the local health authorities, and educating. There's going to be a letter drafted and sent to them to follow the local health authority guidelines and the CDC guidelines.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Okay. Our next agenda item is letter E, tab number 4, under probation and suspension, matter of Dr. Robert Dillon. And Dr. Kolasch, can you give us a briefing?
Dr. Hernandez petitions the board for early termination of his license probation and submits the enclosed documentation in support thereof. I additionally sent an additional email to the board members from his treatment center. All should have.
Okay. Dr. Hernandez, are you present?
Yes, sir, I am. Can you hear me?
Hi, I can hear you now. Will you please introduce yourself for our recorded record?
Sure. I'm Dr. Robert Dillon Hernandez.
Hi. Is there anything that you would like to say at this point before I ask my board members if they have any questions for you?
Sure, absolutely. First and foremost, thank you. It's been 2 years since I've seen or talked to you, luckily, thankfully. And I just want to say, one, I'm extremely grateful and appreciative that you just granted me the opportunity. 2 years ago, it wasn't exactly the prettiest presentation that I had to come in front of you for. And the fact that you were able to just grant me the opportunity to prove to you guys what I already knew, and that all of this was far behind me at the time that I had met you 2 years ago. And you granted me the opportunity to prove that to you and to continue my career. And since then, I've became a father, a business owner, 2 years strong being a doctor, and it's the best thing I've ever done. And without your guys' trust and faith in me to carry out what you asked me to do 2 years ago, I wouldn't have been able to do that. So thank you. It's been the same process as it was before when I spoke to you. A lot of work, day-to-day work, and faith and family to just stay the course in doing what's right. And what I had came to you before 2 years ago was just not a representation of who I was at the time, and it's definitely not a representation of who I am now. So I just ask that you release me from the probation. That way, one, it's obviously a big financial burden to my family and to my practice to have to continue to do these things repetitively. And while I'm very grateful for the opportunity, it would just allow me to go into the next part of my life and carry on and doing what I know is right to do. So thank you again.
Okay, thank you, sir. And I'm going to ask my board members one at a time if they have any questions for you, and we'll start with Dr. Knopf.
Absolutely.
And Dr. Hernandez, you know, first of all, congratulations on your success with the program.
Thank you.
You've met all the requirements. There was some pretty rigorous standards set to you to meet.
Absolutely.
And it, like you've been doing extremely well on it.
Thank you.
We might, if the board deems it appropriate, we might be cutting this probation in about half at this point.
Sure.
You know, what is your plan for the next couple of years to stay the course? I mean, how confident are you that you can continue on this successful path without the aid of all the programs that we'd put in place for you?
Absolutely. Thanks for the question. I appreciate the acknowledgement of what I've had to do for the course that you set me on as well. So first of all, 2 years ago when I had met with you guys, I'd abstained from alcohol already for pretty close to 4 years since the incident had happened. And I had a plan set in place. I was already attending Alcoholics Anonymous meetings just to change my life and kind of dig deeper within myself and figure out why I ended up in that place in the first place. And then we continued on that course as well as part of the stipulation of my license. And honestly, it's something that I love doing. It's not something that, you know, I was asked 2 years ago if I felt like I was an alcoholic, and one of the first tenets of Alcoholics Anonymous is admitting that. And, you know, I said no. And it seemed like a shocker, but I'm a big, big believer in faith and discipline and just practicing day to day the things that you need to do to stop. And the AA classes have absolutely helped. It's helped to just, you know, kind of see what the course can lead, and people that are way further down the line that's gotten them in trouble. And it's a great community. So I plan to still attend, you know, fairly regular meetings. It's more of a burden now having a little 1 year old than it was previously when I was in school. So I'm not going to a weekly meeting, but I'm still saying, you know, monthly or bi-monthly just to check in with myself, I think is absolutely a positive and something that I plan to keep doing. It's not something, again, at the time that I was really fond of. Most of these mistakes happened when I was 23 and before. So, and now as a just turned 29 year old, with a family, it's not something that I really have any interest in doing, but I feel extremely confident. Now I'm going on, six and a half years of not drinking alcohol, and, it really hasn't changed my life much for anything but the better. So I feel extremely confident going forward.
That's my only question. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ms. Powell, do you have any questions?
No, thank you. That answered my questions.
Okay.
Thank you.
And Dr. Bennett?
Dr. Hernandez, Dr. Bennett, are you currently in practice and plugging away right now as a provider?
Yes, sir. Thank you. I am. Yeah, I spent about a year, a little over a year and a half as an associate. And part of the reason was that I was under this plan. I was taking random drug tests, and just having a practice didn't seem like extremely feasible at the time. But the associateship went really well, and I actually just started my own practice in July.
Good for you, man. Okay.
Thank you.
No questions.
Okay, thank you. And I also want to commend you on following up and complying with all the terms of probation and taking it seriously.
Thank you, sir.
So at this time, I'm going to ask my board members if they'd like to make a motion to terminate probation or otherwise.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, I will move that we terminate probation on Dr. Hernandez effective immediately.
Okay.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, I got a second by Ms. Powell. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Are there any opposed?
Can we do a roll call if you don't mind?
Yeah, we're going to do a roll call vote on that. Those in favor?
Ms. Powell?
Aye.
Dr. Bennett?
Aye.
Dr. Kanoff?
Aye.
Dr. Guarino?
Aye. Okay. 4 ayes have it. And termination, your probationary status will be terminated. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Appreciate you guys.
Okay. Are we good?
No, we're having some technical difficulties, but there's no reason for us to not proceed.
Okay, so you have access to all the board meeting materials?
I do. It's just a matter of the
video
connection.
She's coming around to see if she can help you out.
Yeah. Please don't let that interfere.
Okay. Let's move on to licensure tab letter F, tab number 5. matter of Dr. Shauna Mathis.
Ms. Shapiro.
Oh, Ms. Shapiro. We're with tab number 5, Shauna Mathis. Do you have any information for us?
I do have some information for you, and Dr. Mathis is here. Shauna Mathis submitted an application for licensure by Universal Recognition and PMMTP certification. I'm sorry, PMMTP certification on July 28, 2020, indicating that she has lived in Jerome, Arizona beginning in 2013. She holds an active license in Texas, but does not list that she was living there or in practice during the last 8 years.
Okay, thank you. Go ahead and step up to the microphone, if you will, please. If you press the little push button in front of the microphone, it's going to go from red to green, and then you can introduce yourself for the recorded record, please.
Yes, Shauna Mathis.
Hi, welcome.
Thank you.
So, board members, do you have any questions for Ms. Mathis? As I read through the materials, one of the concerns that I had was that you were licensed in Texas, but I wasn't sure if you were actively practicing, and it's been cleared up to me that that does not matter as long as you have been licensed and you were in good standing.
Yes.
There's no grounds for us to deny, but can you just clarify for us? So you were living in Arizona, but licensed in Texas. Were you treating patients or not in the last several years?
No, I was not at that time. In 2013, just to give you a little background, in 2013, I started an independent research project. I was looking at the factors that kept some of our patients from recovering, even providing good care. And so from that time up till now, I've been studying with neurologists, neuroscientists, some cellular biologists, and other practitioners to develop programs and processes that we can use with our patients to increase their recovery capacity for that population of patients that just won't get better no matter what we do. So that project is actually in its final phases, and I'm hoping that by March, we can actually release those programs and start putting them out to chiropractic physicians as well as other healthcare providers.
Great. I appreciate that and the work that you've done. It sounds very important. So we'll start with Dr. Bennett. Do you have any questions?
Yes, Dr. Mathis, Wayne Bennett. You have not been in actual practice treating patients in treatment rooms for how long?
My actual full-time practice was in 2010. I closed that practice in 2010 to go into active research at that time.
Okay.
Yeah.
So patient encounters, patient treatment, patient management, you've been basically a decade out of the treatment room.
Well, I've been interfacing with patients on a regular basis since that time. I've been in offices of practitioners. I've been actually doing some instruction of other practitioners all in some of this research work. So I have been in clinical settings, but I have not actually been in chiropractic practice since that time. Correct.
Just out of curiosity, the nature of this research, is it case studies? Is it some randomized clinical trial? What is it?
We're moving towards that. What I've been doing up to this point in time is going back and working with industry leaders as far as primarily neuroscience, brain science, and physiology. So we're building the academic base and the experiential clinical base of these different researchers and practitioners to put together a program that we can actually use with patients every day.
Is this being prepared for publication, or what's happening?
Well, where we're going with it is we're going to do a small pilot study with 20 to 30 patients. We believe that'll start in March. And then we'll actually, my desire is to go ahead and move that into a formal clinical trial.
Okay.
Of course, that does take
it's a long process.
It is.
Yeah.
It is, but I think it's going to be worth it.
Okay. Yeah, you invested 10 years into it. I can
yes.
see that.
Yeah.
So Texas and licensure and continuing education requirements, what's the story there?
Yeah. So this year, and I have my documentation here, I have taken 32 hours of continuing ed this year. I did maintain up till about 2015, I think, I did maintain the 16 hours per year required by Texas.
Okay.
And at that point in time, I was fully invested in working with the neuroscientist and other things.
And you're comfortable, you understand the documentation requirements,
yes.
Clinical computerized treatment environments have evolved, and that you yes. will need to be up to speed on all of that.
Yeah. And actually, I've had to deal with that throughout this process, probably even more so than I had to in clinical practice. So, yeah, when you get into IRBs and these type of things, the paperwork is tremendous, and the requirements of documentation are much greater than we're required as chiropractic physicians.
Okay, thank you. I have no further questions.
Okay, Ms. Powell, do you have any questions?
No, Mr. Chairman, I have no questions.
How about you, Dr. Knopf?
I have none, thank you.
Okay, I would like to make a motion to approve or otherwise.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, I'll move to grant licensure to Dr. Mathis on November 2nd upon payment of appropriate fees.
I second the motion.
Okay, for discussion, was there a request to go to November 2nd on this one?
I have some discussion for you, and I think I put a memo in your packet here. Let me just get to it. Historical board practice is that if an applicant is licensed before November 1st, they will be required to renew their license the following year. If the license is granted after November 1st, their license will be active through the following year. Or the associated CE. Each applicant on your agenda today has requested to or elected to hold off on issuance of their license until after November 1st to save themselves the time and the renewal for CE. And on behalf of each applicant, you grant licensure today. Staff request that you modify your typical motion to something as follows. I grant to move licensure to Dr. So-and-so on November 2nd, being the next Monday where we're in the office upon payment of appropriate fees.
Okay, thank you. I'll call for the question. Those in favor for granting licensure, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Are there any opposed? Okay, hearing none, you'll be granted licensure. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much.
Well, sorry, I missed the second. Who was that?
I second.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay, tab number 6. Matter of licensure for Lauren Ragazzo. Hi, come on up, take a seat, please. Welcome. If you can please unmute the microphone and then introduce yourself for the record.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lauren Ragazzo.
Hi, welcome.
Hi.
Ms. Shapiro.
Board members, Lauren Ragazzo submitted an application for licensure by examination and PMMTP certification on August 5th, 2020, answering no to question 36. Subsequent records indicate that Dr. Ragazzo was pulled over by an off-duty police officer and arrested on September 7th, 2009, and charged with aggressive driving, misuse of a center turn lane, following too closely, and speeding. Board staff gave Dr. Ragazzo an opportunity to amend page 3 of her application to change her answer to question 36 to yes, and she did so on September 22nd. Dr. Ragazzo's letter of explanation to the board details the incident. Submitted records show that counts 1 and 2 were dropped, and Dr. Ragazzo pleaded nolo contendere to count 4 and pleaded guilty to count 3 and paid a $400 fine. I've defined nolo contendere at the bottom of your page here, which is a plea by which a defendant in a criminal prosecution accepts conviction as though a guilty plea had been entered but does not admit guilt. Dr. Ragazzo has held licensure in California since November of 2013, and it expires on Halloween.
Okay, so why did you say no to question 36 and then...
Sure.
Absolutely. Thank you for your time. I have been in practice for 7 years in California, as she had mentioned. I'm also one of the CE instructors. So I teach ethics and law and technique with probiotic chiropractic. This is a unique situation. Let me first say that I am in full support of law enforcement, okay? This is a situation, unfortunately, where an off-duty officer made a bad call. He had a road rage situation, tried to run me off the road. I called 911, and then they indicated, oh, that's a police officer. So what transpired was then a massive cover-up with the police department. I didn't want to plead guilty to anything. It was not appropriately handled. And at the time, they said, you know, the department apologized to me. They showed up at Life University in Atlanta, gave me my driver's license back, and apologized for what happened. And so, yeah, it was just, it was not something that should have happened.
Okay. And so...
And the final determination was a minor traffic violation.
Okay. So question 36 is, answer the questions below, even if the record, the conviction or the plea was sealed, expunged, conviction was set aside. And then letter A, have you ever been arrested? And on down the list. So I get it if you feel like it was resolved, but we need to know on the front end the truth of what's happening with applicants. And when that doesn't happen, it's not very honest, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. So I'm going to ask my board members if they have any questions, and we'll start with Ms. Powell.
Did you incorrectly answer the question because you thought that there would be no record, or because you felt you were innocent and it shouldn't be an issue?
That I was innocent and it shouldn't have been an issue.
So you knew that it would come up in your background check?
No, because I had fingerprints done with the Department of Justice in California, and I've had no issues with it, and I've been licensed for 7 years. And it was something where I had a formal apology from the police in Georgia for what had happened. So if it had been something where I had done something wrong, illegal, a DUI, something, that would not have been my answer. The circumstances of what had happened were very traumatic for me.
Yes, my heart went out to you when I read the entire statement that you wrote. It's just important to always disclose. People will understand. They will. I have no other questions.
We have tissue. Dr. Bennett, any questions?
Not so much question, just, I guess I can couch this in the form of a question, and you can let me know when you're ready.
Sorry. What had happened, I had to go to PTSD counseling for many years, so it's hard to talk about.
Appreciate it. Are you okay now? Are you ready to proceed?
Yes, I'm sorry.
All right. So the I think it's important as a board that, as a someone practicing in our state, that Arizona is not California, and we think differently here.
Sure. Understand.
When these kinds of things happen, I'm sure you can appreciate that we need to know about them.
Of course.
And especially with your credentials with regard to ethics and jurisprudence, mm-hmm. I just want to be assured before I vote on this that you get that.
Of course.
Okay. Thank you. I have no further questions.
Okay. Dr. Knopf, any questions?
None for me. Thank you.
Okay. And so just for clarification, if a license is granted today, on the renewal application, the same question will be on there for every year you'll have to disclose. Okay.
Fine.
Anyone want to make a motion to grant or otherwise?
Yes. I'll make a motion to grant licensure with pending all appropriate fees are paid.
Okay.
As after November 2nd or November 2nd forward.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
A second by Dr. Bennett. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Are there any opposed? Okay, hearing none, you'll be granted licensure.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Let's go on to tab number 7, Dr. Marvin Lee.
Yes, present.
Dr. Lee, are you present?
I am.
Okay, I can hear you, I can see you, but I think you're muted.
Can you hear me now?
Oh, there we go, we got you.
Okay.
Okay, so if you can please state your name for the recorded record.
Yes, my name is Dr. Marvin Lee.
Thank you. Ms. Shapiro?
Dr. Chairman, members of the board, Marvin Lee, D.C. submitted an application for licensure by reciprocity and PMMTP certification on August 29, 2020. Dr. Lee is an attorney with the district attorney's office, I believe in Los Angeles County, although he didn't say. And through that hiring process, he was asked to provide explanations as to his involvement with Barefoot Lounge, LLC. Dr. Lee explained to me that the DA's office background check revealed that a Marvin Lee was charged with a crime and was asked to submit letters to the DA stating that it was not him, but rather another person with the same name. Dr. Lee submits to the board the same documentation required by the DA's office to you as a measure of proactive transparency in case the board's application process revealed similar history.
And just to correct,
thank you.
Just to correct some of the statements that Jamie's made, I'm not a licensed attorney. I was actually an intern at the district attorney's office in downtown Los Angeles from January 2019 to August 2019. I was in the preliminary hearings unit as well as the Central Trials 13 unit assisting in trials. So I was a law student, but not a licensed attorney, just to clarify.
Thank you. My mistake.
Okay, thank you. Dr. Knopf, do you have any questions for Dr. Lee?
I do not. No.
And Dr. Bennett?
Just trying to refresh my memory here, Dr. Lee. So when were you actually licensed? Was it 2015? Is that what I'm seeing here?
My chiropractic license?
Yes, sir.
Yes, 1998. I graduated from Cleveland, Los Angeles, and I was licensed in 1998. So I've been practicing for 21 years.
And you are you currently or recently in practice in California?
I currently have a practice in downtown Los Angeles, in operations.
Okay, and your plans here in Arizona are what?
The possibility of moving to Arizona with my wife. I am currently assisting as an area representative for a new franchise, a new chiropractic franchise. I'm working with Mr. John Leonesio, the founder of Massage Envy and the ex-CEO of The Joint, in developing a new chiropractic franchise brand. We're opening up our first location in Chandler, and there's the possibility of me assisting and adjusting patients and training doctors in Arizona. So I thought I'd be proactive and get licensed in Arizona as well.
Okay, I have no further questions.
Okay, Ms. Powell, any questions?
Yes. When did you attain your JD?
My JD, I graduated from Southwestern Law School in May of 2019.
Okay. You have no plans to go to law school?
I thought I was going to be a district attorney, and I kind of pivoted. I don't see myself starting a law practice. My expertise is in chiropractic. I've been doing it for 21 years. I love it. And this new opportunity with new spine chiropractic franchises allowed me to pivot and created the possibility of coming to Arizona. So I wanted to be proactive and get my license there.
So you're not really going to open a practice. You're going to be more in the administrative side of chiropractic?
More as an area representative, there is the possibility of partnering with a current franchisee But we're currently in negotiations. That hasn't solidified yet. So currently I'm solely an area representative for the 16 licenses in Arizona.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Dr. Bennett, any other questions?
Yeah, I just realized I didn't really address the initial issue here. Dr. Lee, can you clarify this? Is this a case of mistaken identity, or what are we dealing with here?
Yes, it was. So I had to go through two intensive background checks prior to interning with the district attorney, district attorney's office. I think their background check is a lot more extensive than what the Arizona Board of Chiropractic Examiners would kind of go through. There were a few things that came up. There was an individual with the same name as me that had a criminal record. It wasn't me. I had to write a personal statement, submit that to the DA's office, and it was fine. I passed both background checks after my personal statement and after they realized it was not me. From my understanding, the background check through the Arizona Board of Chiropractic Examiners, nothing came up. I've never been convicted or arrested, or I don't think I've even had a traffic violation in over 10 years, so.
Okay, and directing to board staff, is there any other evidence to the contrary of this, or is what we have before us all?
What you have before you is all we received.
Okay. No further questions.
Okay. Anyone like to make a motion to approve or otherwise? Or grant?
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, I move to grant licensure to Dr. Marvin Lee on November 2nd upon payment of fees.
Okay, Dr. Bennett is first. Is there a second?
I'll second the motion.
Okay. Any further discussion? Okay. I'll call for the question. Those in favor of granting licensure, please signify by saying aye. Aye.
Aye.
Thank you very much.
Did you vote? I didn't hear you, Dr. Bennett.
I did. Sorry.
Okay. Are there any opposed? Okay. We have four ayes. So the motion will carry, and we're going to move on to tab number 8, the matter of Dr. Marshall Dickholt. Ms. Shapiro.
Dr. Chairman, members of the board, Marshall Dickholt submitted an application for licensure by Universal Recognition on August 7th, 2020. Dr. Dickholt's appearance on your agenda is twofold. He has no NBCE scores, and in reference to the criminal charge, Dr. Dickholt explains in his letter that in October of 1973, at 17 years old, his car hit a tree and he left the scene. As a result, he paid a $55 fine and served a 3-month probation.
Hey, thank you, Ms. Shapiro. Dr. Colt, are you present?
Yes, can you hear me?
Hi, we can hear you, thanks. Can you please introduce yourself for the record?
Yes, I'm Dr. Marshall Dickholt.
Okay, thank you. So it looks like more than 40 years ago, you had a car crash and an incident that happened?
Yes.
Okay. For clarification, as I read through the board meeting material, it does say that you did not ever take the National Board of Chiropractic Examiners testing. However, that's not a requirement for licensure by Universal Recognition, so I just want to make that clear. And with that, I'm going to ask my board members if they have any questions, and we'll start with Dr. Knopf this time.
No, I don't have any questions currently.
Okay. Ms. Powell.
No questions.
Dr. Bennett.
By way of clarification, Dr. Dickholt, are you? I see that you have been doing a fair amount of continuing education and have been active in the profession. During that time, have you been in practice as well? Have you been encountering patients and been accountable for documentation and so forth?
Absolutely, I've been in practice in Illinois for 41 years, and I also have a chiropractic license in Colorado.
And when you say you're in practice, you're seeing patients and taking care of them and whatnot?
Yes.
Okay. And I would assume that those states have continuing education requirements that would necessitate you being up to speed in terms of current standards of care and practice protocols?
That's correct.
Okay. I have no further questions.
Okay. Will someone like to make a motion to grant or otherwise?
Yes, I'll make the motion to grant licensure pending all appropriate fees are paid.
Or November 2nd?
After November 2nd.
Okay, is there a second?
Second.
Okay, any further discussion? Okay, I'm calling for the question to grant licensure dated for November 2nd. Those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Are there any opposed? Okay, you'll be granted a license. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Okay, we're going to move on to tab number 9 in the matter of Jacob DeVries. Shapiro?
Dr. Chairman, members of the board, Jacob DeVries submitted an application for licensure by examination and PMMTP disclosure on July, I'm sorry, certification on July 15th, 2020, answering yes to question 36. Subsequent records indicate that Dr. DeVries was cited on January 18, 2014 and February 21, 2014 for minor alcohol possession by the University of Lincoln, Nebraska Lincoln Police Department. He was found guilty and paid a $350 fine for each charge and served 200 hours of community service.
Thank you. Dr. DeVries, are you present?
Yes, sir. Hi. Can you hear me?
I can. Can you please introduce yourself for the record?
Yes. Thank you so much for this opportunity. My name is Dr. Jacob DeVries.
Okay. Thank you. And do you have anything that you would like to say before I ask my board members if they have any questions for you?
Other than I just really appreciate this opportunity to moving to a new location in Arizona and beginning, I guess, the next chapter of my life and helping as many patients as I can going forward.
Okay. Ms. Powell, do you have any questions?
No, I have no questions, Mr. Chairman.
Dr. Knopf.
Dr. DeVries, have you had any issues since? I know this was a while ago, and it seems to be while you're in undergrad or beginning of grad school. Any other issues?
No, sir. No other citations or issues outside of what has already been stated.
All right, very good. That's it for me. Thank you.
Dr. Bennett, do you have any questions?
Yes, Dr. DeVries, Wayne Bennett. Are you currently in practice in another state?
No, I am not currently in practice. I just recently graduated from Cleveland University in Kansas City on August 21st. And then I moved to Phoenix, Arizona here this within the last week or so. But I am just kind of more so itching to get licensed and start helping patients.
Very good. And as a recent graduate, I'm quite sure that you have been well educated on documentation standards and the kinds of things that we expect in terms of documentation from a practicing doctor in our state.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you. I have no further questions.
Okay. Would someone like to make a motion to grant? Otherwise?
Mr. Chairman, I'll move to grant licensure to Dr. Jacob DeVries on or after November the 2nd, pending any payment of fees.
Is there a second?
I'll second the motion.
Okay, any further discussion?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Since Dr. has just graduated and is not in practice yet, I know the school documentation, but I'm not convinced they really teach it to the standard that we have in Arizona. Is it possible to require the 2 hours record keeping, even though we're going November 2nd? Can we do that?
If you want legal advice, we can do that in executive session, but this is licensure by examination.
Okay.
Yeah, that would be an extra requirement that would not be ordinary.
Okay, then never mind.
Okay, I'm going to call for the question. Those in favor of granting licensure signify by saying aye.
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 Are there any opposed? Okay, there are 4 ayes that have it. You'll be granted a license.
Thank you very much. I appreciate your time.
Okay. Tab number 10, I'm going to try not to say this name incorrectly. Anthony Grafasi.
It's Grafasi.
Okay.
Dr. Chairman, members of the board, Anthony Grafasi submitted an application for licensure by reciprocity and PMMPT certification. TP certification, sorry guys, on July 7th, 2020, answering question 36 as yes. Subsequent records indicate that Dr. Grafasi was involved in three reportable incidents. On August 21st, 2002, Dr. Grafasi was involved in an incident. He was a minor at the time and the records are no longer available. On June 28, 2003, he was arrested for possession for of sale or of fireworks. He pleaded guilty and paid a $75 fine on August 15th, 2005. He was arrested and eventually pleaded guilty to a reduced reckless driving charge. He served 12 months supervision and paid a $585 fine. Dr. Grafasi holds an active license in Colorado and an expired license in Illinois.
Thank you. Dr. Grafasi, are you present?
Yes, I am here.
Hi, can you please introduce yourself for the recorded record?
Yes, my name is Anthony Grafasi.
Great. So I want to commend you on being honest on your application and disclosing what you did. So thanks for that. Is there anything you'd like to say before my board members have some questions for you?
No.
Okay. Ms. Powell?
Have you had any problems or issues in the past 10 years, doctor, with drugs, alcohol?
Nothing. These two incidents occurred when I was a minor. Possession of fireworks, I was with some friends. We were literally shooting off fireworks. other than that, no incidents. I have a very clean record. So.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, Dr. Knopf, do you have any questions for the doctor?
None for me, thank you.
Dr. Bennett?
No questions.
Okay, someone like to make a motion?
Mr. Chairman, I move that we grant licensure to Anthony Grafasi effective on November 2nd upon payment of fees.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, any further discussion? Okay, hearing none, I'm going to call for the question to grant licensure. Favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Are there any opposed? Okay, hearing none, the motion carries and you'll be granted licensure. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, number 11, Benjamin Glassman.
Board members, just as a side note, it's much easier to navigate this packet if you open it up in Google and Acrobat for Google, because the items are long and bookmarked. Dr. Glassman submitted an application for licensure by examination on May 27, 2020 and answered no to question 36. Subsequent records indicate that Dr. Glassman was arrested on November 11, 2007 and charged with four counts of possession of anabolic steroids and associated paraphernalia.
Thank you. Dr. Glassman, are you present?
Yes, sir.
Hi, can you please introduce yourself for the record?
Yes, I'm Dr. Benjamin Glassman, and from Northern Virginia.
Okay, thank you. Do you have anything you'd like to tell us? We have all the board meeting materials. Is there anything you'd like to say on your behalf before my board members have questions for you?
Oh, I just appreciate the opportunity, and I'm happy to answer any questions.
Okay. Dr. Bennett?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, Dr. Glassman. I'm Dr. Wayne Bennett. Having waded through these documents, I come away somewhat confused. I guess my first question is, with this history, an extensive dialogue legally that went on and your attendance at various corrective programs and so forth, why was it that you answered no to the question?
Well, actually, I wasn't really in any programs. I can absolutely answer that question because really, it is a two-part answer. And it's really, quite honestly, the first part is, I was very much trying to get over to Arizona as soon as possible. I've been practicing for nearly eight years in Virginia, and my family's moving, and I may have just rushed the application where I'm so used to seeing that question posed as, is there any felony charges? And this case was back when a long time ago. I didn't really quite even remember it in terms of, I wasn't found guilty. I wasn't charged with anything in terms of, I was charged, but I wasn't found guilty of anything. They threw the case out. So I thought this wouldn't even be on the radar of, in terms of, I need to disclose it, because I didn't read the question thoroughly to even see how, the second time I read it, I read, oh, even if it's expunged, I should have disclosed it. So that was a complete mistake. I would have absolutely answered yes. The second part is just that I quite honestly also forgot about this because of the fact that it was thrown out, that I didn't really think about it when I said no. But I really was under the impression that it was more of a felony or a criminal charge that was, I had to do something for. And that's pretty much why I didn't think much of it the first time I sent this application in.
So do I understand you correctly that your answer is that you misread the question and you don't really think about this arrest that you had for steroids in 2007?
Yes, that is correct. I was found, I don't know if the word is innocent, the case was thrown out. It wasn't my possession. So I just didn't really think much about it, but I absolutely was no issue reapplying and putting the yes there once I was told of the mistake.
Okay, who is Attorney Greenspun?
When I had the case and I was arrested, that was the lawyer that we hired to represent me.
Okay, and I read in a letter, his correspondence to you of January 28, 2008. He quotes that there was clear evidence that the items you possessed were for personal use. This seems to conflict your statement that your denial that these items that were found in your residence were yours. Which is correct?
Well, there were things that had to be said on the lawyer's behalf for the case, but I've always disclosed to the lawyer and had held steadfast that these were not my paraphernalia. I was not taking these drugs. I was a competitive bodybuilder. I was competing in different leagues, including natural leagues, and I have been found, natural throughout that time of my life. But for the purpose of the case, I was advised to go along with what was told for me.
Okay. So am I understanding correctly that your answer is that the statement by your lawyer in his correspondence to you was incorrect?
If I have to speak upon that case in that detail, then yes, I would say in terms of what I view, but from the legal standpoint.
I am asking you very specifically that question, yes.
Yes.
Okay. And, in reading the review, did I understand you to say that you did not enter a program or participate in a program relative to substance abuse?
No, I was not in the program. I had spent a few sessions talking with a therapist. It wasn't in regards to, from when I was that young, I just recall it being a time where I was talking to this therapist about questions they had about my life, but we weren't going into any detail during those sessions about detailed drug abuse or that type of nature.
Okay.
It was a very kind of weak type of program. It was very little that I had to do.
So it wasn't a program. It was a weak kind of program.
A weak WEAK in terms of I took it seriously, but there just wasn't much of it. I was one-on-one with the therapist. They asked if I wanted to be with a group, and I just at the time was young and didn't really feel comfortable. I wasn't really happy with having to go through it at the time. I was a little immature with that. But I didn't really go into any, there was no real detailed, it wasn't a drug addiction issue. It wasn't a detailed case of having to go through rehabilitation. It was just a therapy session that maybe, I can't recount how many, but it was at least less than five or four.
Okay. And then in reading the correspondence from the person, apparently the therapist who wrote the letter relative to your attendance at this program, he stated, and I'm quoting from the document, sporadic attendance and guarded attitude in therapy affected his progress. What does he mean by that?
It was a woman. And at the time, I was 21, 22. I just didn't want to be there. I didn't take it seriously as I should have. But because I felt I hadn't really done anything that warranted me being there, I didn't put out the effort that I should have.
Okay.
All right. At this point, I'd like a motion to go into executive session so we can get legal counsel.
I'll make the motion to go into executive session.
There a second?
What does that mean exactly?
We're motioning to go into executive session right now. Hold on a minute, Dr. Glassman. Is there a second?
Okay.
Second.
Okay.
So this is for legal advice, Dr. Garino.
Legal advice. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Are there any opposed? No, thank you. Thanks so much.
Dr. Kanoff, can you hear us?
Yes, I can. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
The time is 10:28 and we're back in open session. Dr. Glassman, are you still with us?
Yes, sir.
All right, thanks for your patience. Okay. So I have some concerns just about how truthful and transparent you've been throughout the process, and so I'm going to ask my board members if they have any questions for you at this point. But we need total clarity from you, okay? So I'll start with Dr. Bennett.
Thank you, Dr. Guarino. Dr. Glassman, we're kind of already going down a path here with regard to what did or did not occur relative to your involvement in what I referred to as a program, you loosely referred to as some kind of weak program. And so let's just for point of clarity so that we kind of can be on the same page here. When I say a program, that may have not been the best way to say it. Maybe I should have said, did you undergo treatment or any sort of formal process relative to your use or abuse of substances? So what is your response to that?
Yes, I had a therapy appointment. It was usually around once a week, and it was towards the reasons I was arrested for.
Okay. And do I recall correctly that you said that you may not have been actively, didn't have active buy-in on that you were somewhat reluctant and your attendance was sporadic?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Actually, I've already asked the majority of the questions that I needed to ask. I would like to hear what the other board members have to ask.
Okay, thank you. Let's go to Ms. Powell.
I have all the information I need. Thank you. No questions.
Okay, Dr. Kanoff, any further clarification questions?
Yeah, Dr. Glassman, I know it's been a few years since this incident. Have you maintained any classes, programs, any personal development, therapy sessions since this, or was the bulk of this just done in response to the charges that you had come against you?
Well, in regards to the arrest and the therapy, it was towards that criminal charge, and after that time period, and I had no further requirements. I haven't done that anything geared towards that. I've done therapy with my wife, with my with family for personal development over the years, for to help just have a healthy marriage and other natures. But I have not done therapy towards that scheduled drug or like it.
And today, just to clarify, you've not had any other issues outside of this incident that's reported?
No, sir. No, absolutely not.
And then finally, you are aware that any documentation, not just the application, but any documentation, letters, anything submitted to board staff, all of those statements were truthful, and you felt you've been transparent in what you've submitted today?
Yes, sir.
Okay. That's it. That's all the questions. Thank you.
Okay. So, board members, what's your pleasure? Would you like to grant licensure, deny, or otherwise?
May I say one last statement, please, sir?
Oh, absolutely. Go ahead, Dr. Glassman.
I just want everyone to know I am I really absolutely would love to come to your state. I've worked very hard over my career to be at the best of service to my patients, and I feel I've done a good job with that in my life. I have absolutely hung around the wrong crowd and made mistakes in my youth, and have since paid for them. And I have had a lot of development in my own personal life. It's not towards anabolic steroids, but it's towards trying to be a healthier person in my aspects, in my control of a healthy marriage, a healthy relationship with God. And I did rush this process because I really wanted to get over there in April when things were going really south. It's been very difficult for our family. And I sent documents at different times, and it's all jumbled around, and I don't believe I made this process easy, but my heart was in it, and I would really love the chance to show you that I am a genuine person going through a tough time, but do have a strong moral code, and shows that with hope in my work that I've done over the past 8 years. So please take a chance on that, please.
Dr. Glassman, this is Dr. Guarino. What are your intentions if you're granted a license? Are you planning on going into private practice or a group practice or otherwise?
I hope to be part of an associateship. I worked at the time in April through August to get the associate positions geared towards the end of the year. But that has always been my goal, and then at one point to open up a practice at some point. But I had been doing that since I started school. And I was just hoping to be there more with the family and take a smaller role in the associate position.
Okay, thank you. All right, so board members, you've heard the testimony. Anyone want to make a motion?
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, this is Dr. Bennett. I move that we grant licensure to Dr. Glassman as of November the 2nd upon payment of appropriate fees.
Is there a second?
I'll second the motion.
Okay, and then for discussion, if he is granted a license, he will have to disclose on that question 36 every year from this point forward. So I'll call for the question. Those in favor of granting a license, please signify by saying aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Are there any opposed? Okay, hearing none, Dr. Glassman, the motion carries and you'll be granted licensure.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thanks. We're going to move on to tab number 12 now, which is our approval of our board meeting minutes. And we can start with August 26th. I'm going to pull it up here. Just give me a moment. Okay, so the August 26, 2020 executive session minutes, are there any simple grammatical corrections? If there are, I'd like to hear about it. If there are any substantive changes, then we'll have to go into executive session to make those changes. Okay, any corrections? Hearing none, is there a motion to approve?
Move to approve, Mr. Chairman.
Second.
Okay, I'll second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Okay, the motion carries. Let's go on to September 23rd, 2020, the open session minutes. And we have 9 pages. Let's start with page number 1. Number 2.
Yeah, page 2, line 31. Which was made by Dr. Bennett, seconded by Ms. Knopf. I think I seconded it, so I think it's Doctor, although I'm flattered.
Thank you. How about page 3? Just a point of clarification, line 27, waiting on a view box instead of light box.
Got it.
Okay, how about page number? Go ahead.
Line 38, a motion was made by Dr. Bennett and seconded by Dr. Knopf.
Got it.
And then finally, line 40 and then should be reviewed by.
Thank you.
Okay, how about page number 4? Any corrections on page 5? Just a point of clarification on line 14. In 13, it says, Dr. Guarino stated that the complaint alleges treatment injury record keeping and software related issues. I don't recall the complainant or the complaint saying anything about software related issues. And I don't remember saying that, so I'm not sure if the software related issues belong in that part.
I'll have to listen to the audio again, but my memory is such that, and you're right, my memory is such that you talked about treatment injury, record keeping, and then sort of added that there may be some software related issues.
Okay.
So how would you like me to amend that to relay that?
And had concerns regarding software related issues.
Got it.
Okay. How about page number 6? Page number 7. Okay, line 29, just for clarification. Dr. Suba doing an interim consent agreement requiring him to complete all 5 portions of the ethics and boundaries evaluation within 60 days. Was that what we agreed on, all 5? Or was it 5 of...
I think it was 5 type. Of, wasn't it?
Excuse me. So my recollection and what I asked the authorized EBAS to do was to give him 3 evaluations in the areas. The drug use and fraud didn't seem to apply. And in discussion with their executive director and pointing me to their latest research, that each of those tests is independently valid, and it doesn't require all 5.
Okay.
That's consistent with my recollection as well.
Okay.
I think maybe that could be amended to the appropriate sections of the EBAS examination.
Okay. All right. How about page number 6?
That was page number 7, was it not? Or am I off?
Oh, sorry. That was page 7. So we're on page 8 now. Just a point of clarification again. So lines 33 and 39, should instead of case number, should that be complaint number? Or instead of case number?
My recollection is that we've used those interchangeably.
Okay. Fair enough.
On page 8, line 4, should be Bruce Crawford, not Bryce.
I'm sorry, what line was that?
Line 4 on page 8.
Okay. Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah. Bruce Crawford, not Bryce. Okay.
And line 39 should be seconded by Dr. Knopf.
Man, I was off my game this day, but...
Many pages.
Okay, page 9. I've got line 11. Dr. Kolash stated he was having technical issues and just add an S instead of a D, issues instead of issued. And then line 12, I have add the word be calendar, but it would be the
it would be similar.
Similar, yeah, to years prior, and get rid of the.
Line 25, Dr. Kanoff appears to have changed gender again.
Okay. He's entitled to, but I don't think he wanted to there. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Is there a move to approve as amended?
So moved.
Okay. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Okay. All those opposed? Hearing none. We have moved to approve as amended. Let's go to the September 23rd, 2020 executive session meeting minutes.
And just to, for the board's information, you'll be reviewing drafts 1, 3, and 4. Draft 2 was actually an earlier version of option 4. So just ignore version 2.
Okay.
I have copies of that.
I need a copy.
Dr. Green, are we starting with draft 1 of the executive meeting minutes?
Yeah, let's start with draft 1.
Where's the draft number identified? Is it a parenthet?
The parenthesis.
Okay, thank you.
I know this is 1.
No, this is 1.7. Anybody else need a hard copy?
No,
thank you.
All right, so this is 1, and then
3 and 4.
Okay, let's start with number 1. On September 23rd, 2020, executive session meeting minutes. Again, if there's anything that needs to be changed, we would have to go into executive session to deal with it, unless it's just a grammatical comma or something along those lines. Are there any corrections?
Move to accept.
Second.
Okay, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed?
Aye.
Okay. We have 4 ayes that will approve draft 1 for September 23rd, 2020 for executive session meeting minutes. Let's go to number 3.
3 or 2?
3.
Oh, because 2 is a duplicate, is that correct?
Any corrections?
Move to accept.
Is there a second?
Second.
Those in favor signify by saying aye.
Excuse me. I'm sorry. There is 1 correction.
I withdraw my motion.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Again, my apologies. It's correct.
Move to accept.
Okay. Those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay, hearing none, we've approved draft number 3 for September 23rd, 2020.
Who is the second on that one? Angela? Okay.
Okay, let's go to draft number 4, September 23rd, 2020 at 2:12 p.m. Any corrections?
Move to accept.
Second.
Okay. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Are there any opposed?
I will be recused. I didn't participate.
Okay. Dr. Kanoff, you're recused? Is that what you said? Okay. So we have 3 ayes and 1 recused. They're approved. September 23rd, 2020 at 2:12 p.m. Draft number 4. And that takes us to tab number 13, our executive director's report.
In your packets, and I'm sorry, Dr. Knopf, I could email this to you. You have a sources and uses of funds that show fiscal year 2020, what was budgeted for fiscal year 2021 and estimated for 2022. And this is what was submitted to the governor's office for our budget for 2022. You can see that they're fairly similar across years. For the estimated for fiscal year 2021, and this will go into the next part, which is also the renewal. At this point, we're at 240 approved renewals, which is 10%, $44,400 roughly, estimated for forward into 2021 was 490,000, so it's a new application, probably on track for that.
Okay.
And that actually was the report for the renewal season. We do have 10% of the applicants who have so far submitted and been approved. We have some that appear to have not submitted an application, with although due to all of our efforts to and recognize
have them recognize the process to the
application. Yeah, I was had a question about how I know we were proactively trying to prevent that problem from becoming a problem through extra education. Are we seeing traction on that?
We're seeing two things primarily, and
Ms. Shapiro can chime in. She's been doing more of them than the rest of us. There is people who appear to have sent in their money but not finished the application process. We do know that some of those are waiting to do their CE because they have said so, and others have not indicated one way or the other, and we don't know whether or not they think they submitted it or are just waiting to complete their CE.
But we have a sense that our efforts are producing some sense of.
Well, with only 10% in, it's hard to tell.
Yeah, small sample size.
Board members, do you have any questions regarding the budget or the renewal? Okay. Does that conclude your report?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Was there anything else you wanted to say under the executive director's report regarding the educational process that staff went through, or is that not agendized?
Not agendized.
Okay. Great. Well, this is my call to the public then. Call to the public is the final agenda item where we can get input from the public, whoever has viewed the meeting today. You can't ask us questions. You can, but we can't answer them. So I like to start with the introverts and then move to the extroverts, because the extroverts take all the time usually. So I'm going to start on this side of the room. If there's anything you'd like to say and comment in our in-person meeting, and then I guess we'll go to Zoom after that, or we'll go to our Google Meet. Any comments about the process or anything you'd like to say? Okay.
Welcome.
Anyone else?
I just want to say, just moving to Minnesota, I definitely appreciate the whole process that you guys are doing, how thorough it is too. Especially maybe corrections, and I think what you guys do definitely. I think that we, especially you guys, a little bit better. You guys are the leaders of our profession in our state, and I feel like I'm in good hands, or I'm following great leaders too. So thank you guys.
Okay.
Michael Hagan, practicing 25 years in San Diego. Here, fourth generation chiropractor. My father was on the license. It's been a pleasure listening to everything.
Anyone else?
Connor Farley, again, New Year, Arizona, practicing health for really good, insightful information. There's obviously a lot more to this than I would have thought. And it was information, and I'm definitely not along through college.
Okay. Anything you'd like to say, ma'am?
I understand that you guys put a lot of your personal time and energy. And I too think well seen. Don't reach out.
Okay. Thank you for your comments. And how about on Google Meet? Is there anybody who would like to say anything at this point? Okay. Hearing nobody, I'll take a final call to adjourn.
Move to adjourn.
Is there a second?
A second.
Okay, Ms. Powell, second. And those in favor signify by saying aye. Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. So we are adjourned at 10:54. Thank you.